So we're here with Shante Moore. I like to.
She's one of my favorite
artists. In the business, we call her Tatey, you know.
When you start doing that,
where you got that from, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And so you were telling us the story about Quincy Jones, right?
Yes.
And so tell me that story again.
Well, I was doing a performance. We were doing some celebration for him.
Right.
And I was standing on stage and was about to sing, and they were giving him an award, and he grabbed me by the arm and sat me on his lap.
Do you know that if by any standard,
yes.
How long did that happen?
2 years.
2 years. By any standard, you know, what would that be right now, Sanders?
Oh, on the news.
It'd be on the Me Too movement.
It would be.
But you don't see
somebody
it
somebody be fired.
You don't think it's just one.
I thought it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
But because he was older, I gave him a pass to go, maybe he's not fully there.
Right. And he got a lazy eye now.
No, that's not what.
And he wrote Black on the Block.
No, ma'am.
Black on the block.
No, but it was a crowd full of people. Like, they were all there. It wasn't like we were in a room alone and he was attacking me.
Right.
But it was inappropriate. But I just feel like, you know, I'm not afraid to stand up for myself.
Right.
So if it was something that I felt like I could have really chopped him right in the neck because I was sitting on his lap.
Doing his
I could have hurt him.
Are you crazy?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, if I really felt really in a threatened place.
It's so funny because I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Jasmine. I don't care if you're you. I don't care if you're my daughters. Every woman I know has a story like that. And it's and these stories have gone on forever.
They have always been going on.
I think that you have an obligation to change men's thinking, what's appropriate and what's not. Because 85, if Quincy Jones will say that Richard Pryor had sex with Marlon Brando and that the Beatles weren't talented and that Michael Jackson stole from Donna Summer.
And that song does sound nothing like that song, by the way. I have both of those songs. State of Independence.
But if he'll grab Shante Moore's ass.
He didn't though.
He will.
He didn't though. But I hear what you're saying. But if it wasn't a presentation to him and all eyes were not on him at that moment, I would have done something to get out of his lap and hurt him just a little bit to get up. However,
but why is it that women have to go through that?
Because we're not usually the ones in power.
Mm. Preach.
You know what? Sit on my lap and tell me all about it. Come
See, that's what I'm talking about right there.
I said you sit on my lap.
See,
me too. Me too. So what are you doing in Atlanta for that?
I have the show on Wednesday on Valentine's Day. I have a single. It's called Real One Love. And
can I hear a little bit of it?
You can. I have to get it.
No, sing it a little bit.
Oh, one love, we gonna last forever, baby. I don't want another lover, baby. Nothing is but I forgot the words of my own song right now because you're looking right in my eyebrow.
Yeah, I know. See,
I'm going in my mouth.
I do that to people. You let that simmer in, girl. Hang on.
It's
Shante Moore, the Chronicles of Love. You do not want to miss it. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you all for your time.
So much.
I appreciate
and please
it.
Let me know when you're performing on the West Coast. I'd love to see you. I'm probably
I'll make
absolutely
sure I'll tell you.
Love your music. It's amazing.
Thank
Always
you. I'm getting
have.
Better, too. I want to
tell you. Oh, yeah. Shante Moore, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. What's trending is coming up in less than 10 minutes of the D.L. Hughley Show.